welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. How are you?
I mean, we think we made it through the week.
I don't know. We weren't here. We didn't exist last week.
No, we didn't exist last week. Because we had already taped.
Ahead of time.
And then, you know, everything exploded. So I hope everybody's doing well. You're hearing this in the future, so who the fuck knows what's happened?
Yeah, who knows?
Hopefully nothing more. So here we are.
Yes. So what is there else to talk about?
Well, we saw that Superman movie.
Oh, Superman.
Yeah, the animated Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
DC animated.
See, now I just hit the mic stand, and you can yell at me for hitting the mic stand.
I'm not going to yell at you. I understand that people move. You yell at me constantly.
I know. No, I don't yell at you constantly.
For hitting the mic when I don't even realize I've hit the mic.
I know, but that's why I don't yell at you. I tell you.
And then he tells me how hard it is to edit the show.
Well, because if
because of me.
Because there's noises.
I am Italian. I talk with my hands. I can't help it. So I start gesticulating when I get on a roll, and the next thing you know, I'm whacking a microphone.
On an Italian roll.
Can't help it. I don't know what to say.
It happens. It's okay. We watched that on the DC Hub, and because it came out last year, and I liked it. I'll say this right up front, and I told you this. I said that this movie would have been a perfect Man of Steel plot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So instead of having, because this is, okay.
I mean, we could have pared down a little bit, I think. I don't think this movie needed two villains, but three villains who team up to be good guys.
Right.
Yeah. But I agree with you. It would have been much more interesting to see this as Man of Steel instead of sad Clark wandering the Alaskan wilderness or being a barback or whatever the fuck he was doing in that movie.
Yeah, that was really important that we saw that.
When he wrecked that dude's truck.
Yeah, when he ruined that guy's livelihood.
He totally did. That guy sucked. I'm not going to say that guy was being
a dick.
But that was like literally that guy's livelihood. And I feel kind of bad.
Hey.
That's okay.
You mess with Clark, you get the...
Your truck gets the...
Gets the tree bark. You mess with Clark, you get the bark. That's what he tells people.
Oh, yeah.
But, this one's pretty good. Because what I liked about it is, okay, it's an origin story.
Yep.
Not so much that we're like, we're on Krypton and we're jerking each other off or whatever. You know, we start
That's
off
what ruined
with
the planet. What? All that jerking.
What?
That's what ruined the planet.
Oh,
all that jerking.
Yeah, because it activated the core.
Yeah,
it made it explode, and it was like, dude, the planet couldn't handle all the
jerking,
all the immense jerking. There was just people like miles wide, with hands on genitals,
which is like a fucking, with like hands across America.
But like, not really so much hands across America, but kind of like.
But it's just
shapes.
Everybody giving like, people like, you know, hand that one, jobs.
Or hand jobs or give it, yeah, do whatever, you know, like, it's kind of like that. You remember that commercial, that Mario commercial where they all like, you know, they pull out from the sky into the sky and you just see Mario's face. Well, it's like that, but it's like that, but people are just lined up and they still make Mario's face, but they're all jerking each other off.
Wow. That's a really, really hard way for a planet to go. But at this point, I'll take it over whatever the fuck's happening here.
That's true.
And I mean that like in our world, not in the Superman movie.
Yeah, no, that would have been really weird to see. But
there was a lot of ass in this movie.
I was gonna say,
can I just like break that up?
I was gonna say, yeah. By the way, real quick, some people put over our podcast recently. So if you're new to the show, hello.
Hi.
You've already heard the jerk off session.
This is as good as it gets, guys. Tap out now.
Don't tap or keep going.
If you love jerk off content, you're in the right place.
Yeah, you're in the right spot. anyways, Yeah, a lot of male bun nudity.
That was very odd. So, like, I did enjoy it. I actually really liked the animation in this one.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of getting away from that, like, remember what the Suicide Squad animated movie looked like?
Yeah, it's kind of...
I feel like that was...
Kind of a sleazier,
I don't know,
dirtier...
a little darker.
Darker.
And the fate... I can't explain it because I'm not somebody who knows a lot about art, so forgive me. But there's a certain style there that I'm not a huge fan of. This one I like a lot more. I like the style a lot more. So, you know, that's good. You have a young Superman kind of like coming into his own in the Daily Planet. He meets Lois, blah, blah, blah. But there's also a part where like he flies down from space because he kind of figures out that the sun gives him regenerative powers and like powers him. And he like flies down really, really fast from space. And he does it so fast that his clothes burn off. They burn off. And he's literally like, there's all these news cameras and he's just like holding, was it Lobo?
It was Lobo, yeah.
And he's butt ass naked. And you get Superman buns from behind. And I was just like, what is even
Well, you get that, but then
what
you...
does that look like in the front page of the paper? Did they get dong or was Lobo in the way?
There's probably an angle where somebody got full on genitals.
Or you got side dick.
There's definitely shaft.
It's got to be. So that,
definitely some neck.
I was like, oh, that's a surprise in the Superman movie that we got full on ass. And then Parasite's also in it. And you got Parasite's ass.
Parasite ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we wanted. That's what the fans wanted. There was a
poll. They were like,
poll.
You know what we need in this movie? Asses.
They had an AOL poll from back in the 90s that they went back to and was like, who do they want? Whose asses do they want to see back then?
Though Parasite, I'm sure.
Somehow Parasite edged out Batman in asses we want to see. And they're just like, you know what? Just throw it in there.
Never did get that comic book.
Well, oh, that's right. Speaking of Shaft. Speaking of dick neck.
It's, yeah.
I did look for it.
I know. We all did.
I did go to my local comic book store and request it by name. and for intended purpose of my wife wants to see Batman's dick.
Oh, what's wrong with me?
Well, nothing.
Everything is wrong with me.
Still flow. Hey, it's full. Maybe one of these days.
All I've been doing is posting cringe on Twitter. It's just terrible. In between retweeting, just angrily retweeting stuff, takes about the country. So takes, cringe. Takes, cringe. It's just terrible.
What kind of
really
cringe
bad.
You posting?
Just terrible cringe?
What exactly do you mean by cringe? Because I mean,
like when you read it, you're going to cringe.
Are you doing jokes?
I mean, I'm trying to do jokes, but I'm not very funny.
I'm sorry. I don't. I just look at the one account on Twitter for wrestling.
Good. It's for the best.
I stay, and then I try to stay off the rest of it. But although I've been a little bit more tempted to go on the Twits.
Don't do it.
And I'm
stay away.
I'm kind of starting to like just be like, you know what? I don't know.
It's for the best that you don't.
Because I need news. But do I really need news?
No, you don't. No, and you know you don't need to see cringy thirst posts from your wife.
Oh, those kind of posts.
Not a lot of them, I would say. Not really a lot.
Oh, okay.
I don't do it.
Somebody, I did enjoy.
I still feel like one is too many.
Sure. I did enjoy somebody on Twitter.
A woman my age.
I did enjoy somebody on Twitter. I forgot who it was. Responded to our episode. I think I forgot what his name is.
Mazinger.
I think that's his Twitter handle. He said, "So Jen is leaving for either."
Abraham Lincoln
or Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
And I think you were like, both.
Why not both?
Yeah.
One is dead, unfortunately. I have...
What's going to happen if Pedro Pascal ever plays Abraham Lincoln?
I will die.
I know, you're just...
I think pretty much...
The woman combusted
honestly,
at the movie theater.
At this point, anything Pedro Pascal does in the future will make me die.
Including this movie that he's in with Nick Cage, apparently.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that was. What was that thing called? It's got some crazy ass fucking title.
Because we were watching yesterday this
the
show,
History of Swearing with Nicolas Cage.
With Nicolas Cage, he hosts on Netflix. It's just like one of those miniseries they do. And it's actually pretty good because you got a lot of, you know, funny comedians in there and just people just riffing about the swear words. And And I there was that one woman on there that's just like, I write about swear words for a living. And I'm like,
I know. I was like, dude, I didn't know even know that was a fucking job. That should have been my job. Of course, then I would have had.
Well, they need experts. That's the thing. People need an expert in everything. Like, if you need an expert, I feel like my expertise is very niche in a lot of ways. Like, I'm like, oh, I know enough about Wonder Man, you know, but nobody's ever going to need a Wonder Man thing. But what happened was, though, you know, speaking a friend of the show, Rob Kelly.
Yeah.
When Aquaman got, you know, was going to come out, people were like, hey, who knows a lot about Aquaman? Rob Kelly knows a lot about Aquaman. And yeah. He got interviewed by like Yahoo or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe we're just waiting for a moment.
Open Mike Eagle was on that show.
Open Mike Eagle was, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a musician and I guess a comedian, but not really, but more of a musician.
Yeah. Also wrestling fan.
And wrestling fan.
Was on and still does pop up occasionally on Tyson Fights.
Yeah.
Was on that for a long time. But yeah, so this movie that apparently is coming out in March. Of course, we have no idea what's actually coming out in March. I don't know what studio is behind this. I can't answer that question. So is it Warner Brothers? I don't know. Because if it is, that means it would just end up on HBO Max.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And the plot of this movie is a cash-strapped Nicolas Cage. Played by Nicolas Cage. Agrees to make a paid appearance at a billionaire superfan's birthday party. But is now it's written a bit weird, so I'm not sure exactly how this goes. At a billionaire superfan's birthday party, but is really an informant for the CIA since the billionaire fan is a drug kingpin and gets cast in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
See, now that's confusing because...
That's why I'm like, does Nicolas Cage get cast or does the billionaire fan get cast?
You know what I like about this description is that...
Is it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure of a movie?
Well, that's
kind of
how, like, when I write the descriptions for the show and I talk about, like, what happens in the... What about the book we're reading, and I'm like, okay, well, here's... We talk about these characters and then a bunch of these things happen.
Ah.
Not in sequential, not you can't really. It's so condensed, but it's also like it's in a sequential order, but it's not really, you know, not really cohesive,
right?
Because you have no idea. Because you could be like, well, you know, Superman went, you know, in this episode, Superman walks into a phone booth and then the kid interrupts him and then he punches the kid by accident or something, you know, like something stupid. But I mean, even though there's probably like a million things in between that actually like clarify what could actually be happening. So you kind of have to read it or listen to the podcast to find out or watch this movie to find out exactly why of this means.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if Quentin Tarantino is in this movie.
Is Quentin, or is it just like they're mentioning Quentin
Tarantino? They just shoot him from the back and he's like, ha!
I don't think he's on the cast list.
No, of course not. But it's probably like, you know, like Quentin Tarantino, quotation marks.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He's not on the cast list.
Maybe Pedro Pascal plays Quentin Tarantino in quotation marks.
He is one of the few who actually has a name on this cast list, and he plays Javi. So I don't know. I'm assuming...
That sounds like the drug... Could be the drug lord.
Yeah, well, he played Javi.
Could be the drug lord's friend, because he doesn't have a last name.
I'm assuming it is him. Based on the production pictures, it looks like I think he's the drug kingpin.
What's the wig situation going on here?
Oh, no, it's just his hair.
It's just his hair?
I think it's just his hair. But I don't know about Nick Cage. Nick Cage might have a piece, but I don't know.
Hey, man. I really like that wig you wore in that movie where that guy, where that Chris Pine, Captain Kirk went into that guy's body.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Can I wear that wig?
So, yeah, I guess that's coming out. I don't know. It says March.
Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll watch it, and we'll talk about it at some point.
Yeah, if it again, it just says post-production March. Whether or not that will actually happen, we don't know because you know the vid.
Oh yeah. Well, be safe, guys.
Yeah.
yeah. So I guess that's. Trying to think if there's anything else that was going on to discuss, but I think that there's the Batman Death in the Family. We got to watch that.
Yeah, that's a choose your own adventure one.
Yeah, that's a choose your own adventure.
Yeah, one. Where you literally get to pick what happens, and we didn't we do that with Bandersnatch or whatever the fuck that thing was called.
Yeah, yeah. The Black Mirror thing. Yeah.
I don't know if I liked it. I don't know if I'm gonna
like I always pick the stuff that's the worst possible thing, and then it just ends.
How many times did we watch it for like 10 minutes and get kicked out because we ended
up... Yeah, you get kicked out because it's like... one of them's like, punch your therapist. I'm like, okay, punch your therapist. And then it's like, then the movie's over.
We make really poor choices.
Yeah, just make the poor choices. The movie's like 5 minutes long.
That really explains a lot about our lives.
So that's probably they'll probably be ours. It's like kill Robin now. It's like
yes.
It's like
end.
It's just like does Robin choose? Does Robin go with Batman? Or does Robin play with knives? Or I don't know. Does Robin
drink this poison?
Does Robin juggle a bunch of acid? Pick yes, and you pick yes.
Here's my question. If we kill Robin, do we get a scene of Batman crying?
It's probably just a stock scene of Batman animated Batman crying.
And if we do, it's my favorite movie.
it's just him with a single tear.
Yes.
Coming out of the cowl.
Just one tear. Oh, it'd be so good.
But it's the same anytime you get it. Like so if you depending regardless of where you are in the movie. You get that.
It's the same scene. You just watch it again and again.
Yeah. We'll have to watch that report back.
Yeah. I'll let you guys know if there's any Batman crying.
Hopefully, I wonder if there's been any buns in that movie.
Ooh.
It's like it's a choice. Seymour Buns.
Somebody give me buns.
Seymour Butts. Hi, I'm Seymour Butts, Commissioner of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. Yeah. Well, we'll check that out. And actually, we're going to have I think this week is when WandaVision drops.
I'm excited about that.
And as you probably already noticed by the episode title, we're going to be doing a Vision and Scarlet Witch book.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that as well. And that's actually very exciting because I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm super excited for the show. I have not read anything beyond headlines.
Oh, okay. I just seen the trailer. That's it.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer, but I haven't. I know the reviews are out because I guess people started posting them.
Oh, have they? I'm not gonna read it.
But no. All I've seen are headlines, and they said that it's weird, but like in a good way, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, good.
So, I mean, as long as there's no fucking body snatching, I don't know how it could be. Like, I can't imagine it would disappoint me as badly as Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, that was a very divisive movie.
It was.
It was the 2020 election of movies.
It was way better than the 2020 election.
Yeah, I know. Of
course. Didn't cause an insurrection.
That's true. It still can.
Oh boy.
Should we make plans?
I renounce my wish. I don't know what my wish was, but
I renounce my wish.
Does that make anything? Does it make it better? Does it make anything better if I say that? Because please.
Can you imagine if somebody renounced and then moved? You know what? Can you imagine if somebody like was like, hey, you know what I really wish? I wish I had legs, right?
Well, that's what
somebody,
I mean.
If somebody was, you know, handicapped and then all of a sudden they got legs grew.
Well, that's the thing.
And then they had to renounce their wish and then the legs just turn to dust and they just go back to having legs?
All wishes are not the same. Like me wishing for $1 billion because I'm a greedy bastard is not the same as like someone being like, my 3-year-old child is terminally ill and I wish they would get better.
Granted.
Why should they renounce that wish? Like, $1 billion you don't really need, but the person who wants their child to live, why should they renounce that wish?
Yeah, it is.
Granted!
I did enjoy that part. He was like, granted!
Granted! Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But if it helps, I renounce my wish. I don't know what it was, but I fucking renounce it. Is shit gonna get better now?
I don't know.
We'll see.
Anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Okay, so a new podcast needs a new promo. I mean, how do I start? I'm J. David Weider. You may know me from the internet. I didn't invent the internet, but the internet was invented for me. No, that's way too egotistical. It's got to be awesome. It's got to catch everybody's attention. Also tell people what the show is about. So first things first, high energy pop music from the 80s. Hi, I'm J. David Weider, here to tell you about my new podcast, Spockward, a Star Trek podcast where I will talk about Star Trek twice a month. I guess that's pretty much it. Wow, it feels like there should be something more there, something grand and something epic. It also has to sum the show up, but I don't want to sound desperate. Maybe I should try another take, but this time there needs to be some epicness to it. Let's try this.
In a world.
Oops. Let me try that again.
In a universe replete with Star Trek podcasts, one guy will challenge the status quo by boldly
talking about Star Trek on the first and third Sunday of every month. Yeah, I probably had it right the first time. Spockward, a Star Trek podcast on the first and third Sunday of every month at Spockward.com or wherever podcasts are accessed. It's Star Trek fandom with a heaping helping of social awkwardness. Spockward. You get it? Yeah, you get it. See you at Spockward.com. Weeder out. Did I really just say Weeder out? Come on.
All right. We are back here in Worst Selection Ever with our book for this week. It is Vision and the Scarlet Witch, number one, from November 1982. Although it's confused. Well, it's kind of like what I brought up the other day about why the date of a comic is posted later.
Yes, and somebody explained that to
it
us.
It was Rob.
It was Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. Explain that to us on Facebook. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it made sense. Because according to this trade that I have, it says that it was actually published in August. But the label, on the cover, it says November. So we'll just say, like I normally say it, we'll just say that. So
sure.
November 1982, this was a limited series for 12 issues. So I guess it was technically a maxi series, kind of like, you know, your Crisis on Infinite Earths that go on for a full year. And right around, so the way that we're kind of situated here is that the Vision and Scarlet Witch are no longer Avengers, and they've moved on to they've retired to Leonia, New Jersey. So we get to find out how that goes. The cover, Vision and Wanda, squaring off against some guy with horns on his head, like ram horns. And it says Knight of the Living Druid. And this book is
weird.
It's weird, and the series itself continues to get weird because eventually, you know, Wonder Man does show up.
Oh, good.
Grim Reaper dies.
Do you think Wonder Man will actually show up in WandaVision?
You know, I'm hoping. I mean, I feel like they're trying to figure out a way to get him in.
Yeah. Well, this would be the way to do it because.
But the thing is, though, you have to understand is that the Vision in the MCU is not related. His creation is not related in any way to Simon Williams.
Yeah, but you can retcon that very easily.
I mean, you could do a lot of things. True. Yeah, technically,
that's not going to be an issue.
I mean, technically, he's already. I mean, if we're being perfectly honest here, you know, however this series is taking place, you know, Vision was killed in Infinity War.
Yes.
And you know, I don't recall him ever coming back, or did he?
No, he's dead.
Right.
He's dead.
Yeah. So,
but I think, because isn't it like eventually, is it in this series or is it later where it's like everything Scarlet Witch has, like her kids and whatever, like it's all in her fucking head and like.
Well, Vision's still, yeah.
Yeah,
so eventually what happens later in like, I mean, shit, like 7 years from this point.
Sure. You know,
because it ends up where in Avengers West Coast, where Vision gets like disassembled, and then they have to put him back together, but he's not the same. So he doesn't really like have any feelings for Wanda and all that stuff, you know, and it's really obviously that's where shit with Wanda kind of starts going sideways, because then she also like, you know, she has the kid, there's the kids, but then she doesn't, you know, comes to find out that the kids aren't real. So, yeah, things get pretty wacky, but we're just starting out.
Right, but my guess for the WandaVision series. Now, I don't know, again, I haven't read anything.
Well, I haven't seen, at least
I
for the
preview. I don't know anything, this is my guess.
For the previews, I haven't seen any kids.
She was pregnant in one shot.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Okay.
So my guess is we're going to go down that road of it's all in her head. He's actually dead. This is all in her fucking head. Well, but that's my guess. Again, I don't know anything about it, and will be pleasantly surprised regardless. Yeah. But that is my going into this. That's my guess.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm interested to find out, and I kind of feel like so. We open up on a scene here because the story is called Trick or Treat.
Mm-hmm.
And we open up on Halloween.
Yeah.
And we've got Wanda and Vision walking down the street, kind of wearing, like, okay.
They're wearing their costumes.
No, they're not. They're not because, like, they're.
She's wearing her head thing.
She's wearing her head thing. And, like, Vision's obviously dressed up and, like, still wearing, like, his outfit underneath. But he's not, his cape he has like his collar, but his collar is just sticking out of like a regular ass.
Right, yeah. Like a shirt. You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a big, so he's wearing that.
But he's also green.
Yeah, his body's green and his face, he's normally red.
Yeah.
But he's wearing like his green
thing
or whatever, his outfit.
So people are like, oh my God, it's them. It's the superheroes.
Yeah, because they just moved in, so a lot of people are very interested to find out what's going on.
They just moved in, but they haven't even gotten to the house yet. They're just walking to it.
Well, though they're already moved in.
No, they're not, because they come in and, like, walk in, and they're like, well, I guess we should start unpacking, but we'll talk about it when we get there.
Right, okay. So, yeah, I do got some kid in a Spider-Man costume that's like, man, that man's face is red.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to point out that you have a kid dressed as a pumpkin and a kid dressed as a ghost and also kind of, you have you have a goblin, but it could be sort of a witch.
Sure.
For a second, I was almost going to think that this was a shared universe with Halloween 3.
Oh man, that would have been great.
And that would have been great because, you know, we get Dr. Road sodas.
I love that movie so much. Now I want to watch it.
Get some androids pulling people's faces apart.
Yeah. Oh, that one where they like put that poor man on his knees and rip his head clean off.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the hobo. they murder a hobo by ripping.
Which is odd because there's only like 9 people in the town and a hobo.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's the one guy that couldn't fit in.
He's the one guy who, like, doesn't work at the factory.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess he did work at the factory, and then they're like, no, just go out and curfews at 6 or something, and then drink. Yeah, whatever. It's a great movie, you guys. It's underrated. I love Halloween 3.
I've often also...
Season of the Witch.
I also feel that Tom Atkins should... I don't know why the hell he's giving that guy a drink of his booze.
Alcoholic.
I gotta know, man. That's.
I think if you're that much of an alcoholic, like Tom Atkins level alcoholic in that movie where he can't even like drive without a fucking six pack, where he's at the bar the whole time, like you don't care where the booze is coming from. You're happy just to get some booze.
No. He has the booze.
I know, but.
And the hobo's like, hey, man, I don't got no diseases. You want to share that with me?
You know what? I think when you're that much of an alcoholic, you're just like, yes, a fellow person to drink with.
That's true.
But I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, but sadly, he's not in this book.
No, Tom Atkins is not in this book, which is a shame.
We just get...
I can't remember his character's name. It doesn't actually matter. His name is Tom Atkins.
The great Tom Atkins. So we get these kids come up to Wanda and Vision, and...
Oh, yeah, they like trick-or-treat.
And so they're like, hey, trick-or-treat, which, you know, I mean, I didn't know you could do that.
Right, like we went walking on Halloween.
Yeah, I didn't know somebody could walk
Nobody
up to
Nobody walked up to us and asked us for candy.
Yeah, you can't. I didn't know you could do that. But apparently in Leonia, New Jersey.
People just do that.
They're like, hey, Halloween, it's, I'm assuming they're, you know, they live next to Sopranos.
It's New Jersey.
New Jersey, and they're like, hey, it's.
And Vision just gives them a pizza. Or how about 3 calzones?
He gives them
piping hot calzones for these children.
He gives them a DVD of Jersey Shore.
If it's an old Italian woman, it's just those strawberry candies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know which candies I'm talking about? Yeah. My grandmother used to have those, so many of those in her fucking coat pockets and her purse.
I've heard I should be carrying these in my
I think as soon as you get to be an old Italian woman, they just like appear on your doorstep. I don't know at what age.
Oh, so is that what's going to happen to Vision and Scarlet Witch? Are going to become an old Italian couple?
That's going to happen to me.
Oh.
I don't know what age. My mom hasn't started carrying them yet. Maybe she's not old enough.
How old do you got to be?
I don't know.
Your mom's like in her 70s.
Not yet.
Oh, almost. She's not. Oh,
late okay. 60s.
Okay.
Well, I won't tell her you said that.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast.
My mother has no idea what a fucking podcast is. I don't think she knows we do a podcast.
Oh, well, hopefully she won't hear me misinterpret her age. Sadly, yeah. Now I'm just thinking, though, about the Vision and Scarlet Witch being in an old Italian couple, and that Vision starts fencing TVs out of the house. Stolen merchandise.
He knows a guy.
Him and Robert Loggia having wine and peaches.
Oh shit, that'd be fun.
That was the one thing I remember. I remember in that episode of Sopranos. He's like, "Hey, yeah. I'm gonna have some wine and peaches." Yeah. I'm like,
"Yes,
is that good?"
Yes, it is. Yeah, because you always have to have fresh fruit. You know, Italians have a lot of fresh fruit, and the wine you make it in your fucking basement.
Tub wine.
Yeah. Okay. My uncle used to make it in his basement all the time.
Yeah,
and that shit is strong.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Dangerously so, because you take a sip and you're like, goes down smooth. And then you fucking stand up and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
That happened to me a couple times.
So Vision and Scarlet Witch are going home to make tub wine. Mm. And but they get accosted by these kids. And the kids are like, hey, trick or treat. And Vision's like, well, I got no candy, but how about a trick?
Yeah, because he opens his hand. There's like a drawing of his hand, and it doesn't have any candy. He's like, so I must go for trick. And he just like passes his hand through the candy bag, the kid's bag. And the kid's like, what the fuck?
It's like, hey, what the hell, dude?
He's like, I didn't sign up for this. And then
I didn't sign. Yeah, I didn't sign up for this.
and then he says something like, what does he say to Scarlet Witch here?
Well, he goes, I believe someone once said that even an android can laugh, Wanda. And she's like,
oh, who said that? And he goes, me, my wife, just now.
Just now. I am an android.
Yeah.
So.
But.
Which also the kids are like.
Wait, he says he's a synthoid.
Yeah, he's technically a synthoid or something.
What does that mean? Like, what is that? Because there's something later where he has the original Human Torch's body?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's the thing.
He has a fleshy body?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got like a real, I mean, well, obviously.
I was getting confused because I was like, these people are going to fucking bone. But if he's an android, did they give him a dick?
Yeah,
but if he's got a body.
The original Human Torch was.
But if he's got a body.
Yeah, he's got a body.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim Hammond.
I'm just trying to get, yeah. I want to make sure all the dicks are clear. I just want to know what's.
No, he does. I think Vision definitely is packing.
And it works.
Apparently because Wanda wants it.
Okay. I'm just because he in sometimes like
and
when
it's
he's
red.
Like, when he's like white Vision, he's just like an android, right?
Yeah, he's more of an android when
so
he
he's not
white Vision.
Fleshy.
I mean he's got synthetic.
And like I don't even know what he is in the comics now. I'm assuming he's more like in the movies who's more machine,
yeah,
because he was built by Ultron. If we're going by what happened in the movie,
he's made out of a Infinity Gem or whatever. Yeah,
okay.
So they finally get to their house, and everybody. And actually, this part's one of my favorites. They have the for sale sign on the house still,
mm-hmm.
And Wanda's like, "Well, we don't need this anymore," and she flings it using her thing. And I kind of wish she would have hit the kids. Because the kids are still saying, it's like, oh my God, look what you did. And I'm like, it was just hit the kid just get hit with a sign.
That would have been awesome.
So they go in the house and, you know, just like, hey, you know, we need to start living as a normal couple, even though you're a mutant and I'm a synthesizer.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait a minute, but somebody's in our library.
Yeah, someone's in my fucking house.
Who could it be? And it's Jarvis.
It is. It's Jarvis when he's a human.
Yes. Well, Jarvis is. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Doesn't he eventually become
Edward
like
Jarvis, Edwin Jarvis.
Yeah.
Mr. Edwin Jarvis, flesh and blood.
Yeah.
He is there and he's like, well, hey, you know, I heard you guys are moving in and I'm here to help. I'm here to help you put your books away and shit.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, that's great. And then he like leaves.
He says something here, and actually, I never heard this, and maybe this is the way that he puts it, because he's British.
Sure.
But he says, if you guys are hungry, I took the liberty of preparing a light repast. R-E-P-A-S-T.
Yeah, I think that's more like a...
Repast? Yeah. I thought he was just trying to say like a repasta or something.
No,
but
it's like... probably like a light snack is basically what that means.
Oh, he made them some cheese and crackers?
Yeah, probably. Nice little charcuterie board.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh, sounds good right now.
Does. So he like goes off to do that. And then we see like them being like, well, we're not Avengers anymore, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, you know what we should do in our new home?
It's pork. But not before we look at this gift.
Oh, that... yeah. Somebody gave us a gift.
Because Captain America gave you a housewarming gift, and I'm giving it to you. And it's a book full of spells and shit.
I don't think Captain America gave them this book.
Apparently not. I mean,
it's a shitty gift, Cap.
Cap went to...
as we see what happens, it's a really shitty gift.
Cap went to the occult and found himself a shit... He's like, give me the shittiest book of spells you have. What's the cheapest one?
Suspiria where that guy says occult?
That's an Udukir. He just goes... He just pronounces occult, occult, and it's my favorite thing. But he went to the occult gift shop, and he's like, you know what? Give me the shittiest one you got. Yeah. I don't know which one. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's cheap? I don't want to spend too much on a book.
Which one will conjure a druid? That's the one.
Which
I
one
want.
Will bring up Samhain, but not the Danzig Samhain?
Yeah.
I want real Samhain.
Yeah. Which. Was
a legend. I want a legend Samhain. Yeah. I don't want them. I know they're in New Jersey.
Is Samhain only like a thing in the Marvel universe? It's not like an actual
Samhain. Well, yeah, it's Halloween 3, which is actually it's connected. Because they talk.
Yeah,
about,
but I thought that was just the name for what we call the day of Halloween. It was Samhain. It's not actually a
dude,
an entity.
Well, apparently in this book it is.
Okay.
He did. He was supposed to make an appearance in Halloween 3, but he was busy.
Yeah. I mean, this is Season of the Witch. It's all connected, babe.
It is very much connected. You know what? This might be. Actually, I think this book is a secret telling of Halloween 3.
No, Halloween 3 is way better.
That's true. But yeah, so she's like, well, you know, I got this book, but you know, I'd rather have that D.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'll read it. I'll translate it later. Like, let's have the D. And there's, like, a lot of panels of them just, like, like kissing.
Yeah.
Like, really getting into it. This is when I got confused. I was like, but how?
No, he's packed.
Does a metal man have a penis?
I think he packs. I think he's got fleshy parts. But then
I mean,
he's
we just watched Terminator Dark Fate. And there's a whole thing about how, like,
that's right.
Arnold's character, like, the Terminator's married to a lady. He's like, a relationship is not physical.
I pack a huge penis, so, but
does
I don't
he?
Use it.
But that's the thing. Maybe he does. Maybe he's smooth as a Ken doll. So I don't know. This is why
Rub
I'm confused
bump.
By androids.
Yeah. No, he might be smooth down there. And
don't know.
She's never, apparently, this woman that he adopted, the family he
Which
adopted.
Is fine.
He's never seen it. I mean,
well, that hey, you know, that's their thing, and that's totally cool. But I was just like, so does that even? Maybe he doesn't even have one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
we didn't address that in that movie. That wasn't a point of the thing where
that would stop the whole conversation.
Yeah, she gets there. Hold on. Linda Hamilton's about to kill him, and then that one girl's like, "Hey, what about that dick?" I'll show you after I give you a Corona.
That really, you know what? I should have been an actor. In my the one thing, kind of like the Where's the Beef lady. I'm the Where's the Dick
what
lady.
Was the, what was the
and I
Adam,
just walk in and be like, what's up with that D? And what, then they tell me, and then I leave the scene.
What about what was that? Yeah, what was that? What was it in Party Down where Adam Scott had a line?
Oh, shit.
He's like, are we having fun yet or something stupid?
Yeah
that could be. He was like, hey, what about that D?
And that
see you later.
And that would have been me. I would just walk in, just ask about the D. They would tell me about the D, and then I would leave.
You know what, babe? That would actually be great because then you can make a killing on the convention circuit. You know, at least, I mean, not right now, but
no.
I mean,
eventually,
if you were doing this back in the years before,
yeah.
the before times, and you could have made a killing on that circuit. You could have had a little sign.
I could have had shirts.
Could have had shirts. You could have signed people. You could have been sitting next to Lou Ferrigno.
I don't want to sit next to Lou Ferrigno. Can I sit next to somebody better? Somebody who's not as much of a jerk.
Probably
who's not going to eat Cliff Bars and scratch his nuts in public, please.
I don't know, Dennis Haskins, maybe.
Sure.
Mr. Belding, you know.
Yeah. That would be fine.
Would be a good one, you know.
He seems like somebody who's probably not a huge dick, so.
Can't sit next to Kevin Conroy, though.
Oh, no, I can't sit next to Kevin Conroy because I wouldn't actually be doing my own job.
Yeah, that's true.
I would just be like slightly scooting over until I'm sitting right next to him and just be like, can we talk about Batman?
It's like, you know, your booth is over there. Name is on that booth. There's nobody at that table. You're sitting next to me.
Like, yeah, but can I sit next to you now, please? And then we would just talk about Batman.
That's true.
Yeah.
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 So.
Remember when I stood in that line for like 2 minutes and then went, no, I can't do this, and walked away.
Oh, well, for Kevin Conroy?
Yeah.
Did you actually stand there? I thought you just kind of looked at it and just went, nah.
No, we were there for about like 5 minutes maybe. And I was like, I don't have anything for him to sign. Because I didn't bring anything.
We could have got something. Could have been like, hey, sign my program.
Nah. So I was like, okay. And then we left. And that was my attempt at getting Kevin Conroy to sign something.
I think my favorite convention memories is that picture I took.
Adam West.
I tried to take a picture of Adam West. And I succeeded in taking a picture of Adam West. But I also somehow took a great picture of Adrienne Curry dressed as the queen from Legend?
Yeah, like when she's in that black dress.
Because she was walking like right in front of me, and it just was lined up just so. And I've posted this a few times.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but you didn't realize what you had taken. Because you were just like, look, it's Adam West. I'm like, and a great picture of Adrienne Curry.
Yeah. Yeah, she was walking by, but it was just lined up just enough so there's enough space so I get a really tiny Adam West head. And he's no longer with us, so it's a very valuable photo.
Oh yes, so valuable.
And I've posted this before, and Adrienne Curry has liked this liked my photo.
Oh, that's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
I think my favorite convention memory is actually I was coming out of the bathroom and I was going back to wherever the hell you were.
And you ran into Jane Lynch. Okay.
No. I was coming out of the bathroom, and all of a sudden the crowd in front of me like parts, and there's these four fucking huge security guards, and in the middle of them is Stan Lee.
Oh, that's right.
And he just walked right by me. And I was like,
Excelsior.
Yeah. It just crowd, and then the crowd went back, and then that was it. That was probably my favorite convention memory, is I got to just randomly see Stan Lee.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think I said, did I see Stan? I probably saw him from afar, like at a
convention. No, he literally just appeared in front of me. I was like, ah. And if I remember correctly, I mean, he was like in his 90s at that point. So.
He's always in his 90s. He's always been in his 90s.
That's true. If I remember correctly, he was wearing the same shit he always wore, like that green sweater or whatever.
Mm.
And he was like small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's older, you know?
Yeah. In my memory, everybody is small unless they're huge. Does that make sense? Like, unless they are remarkably larger than me when I meet them. Like,
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, Jane Lynch was taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if I run into somebody and they're like 6'7", then I'm going to remember that they're big. If not, everybody's shorter than me in my
memory.
True.
Yeah, well, what's the thing about a lot of celebrities? They're actually very small.
They are tiny.
It's remarkable how small some of them are. And then, you know, but until you actually meet one that's big and you're like, wow, all celebrities are big. That's how it goes. Anyways.
All celebrities are big.
That's my new Netflix miniseries. All celebrities are big. It's just
gonna,
that guy's big.
You're just going to like interview celebrities that are tall.
But you know, and it's framed as such where you can't see there. You just see the bottom half their chin.
It's just Vince Vaughn and Ben Affleck. That's it. Nobody else.
Well, Henry Cavill, he's kind of.
He's only 6 feet tall.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Only. I mean, 6 feet tall is pretty tall, but I mean, for people like us who are tall.
What a loser.
For people like us that are already tall, only, in quotes.
True.
Yeah.
So, they don't get a chance to fuck.
No.
Because.
They're like, wait, Jarvis is still
Jarvis
here.
Is here, and he might want to watch. And it's like, oh, wait.
That's only Alfred.
That's only Alfred. That's right.
He's not going to pull. He might want to pull an Alfred, so let's not do that. And Vision's like, eh.
I read this other. I heard in the DC universe, the help watches.
So Vision's like, you know what? I'm going to I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to get everything set up so we can bone later. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to slip on out of these clothes, my human sweater or whatever, and just go through the ceiling.
Yeah, and so he uses intangibility to do that, and Wanda's kind of like, hey.
You lift your fucking clothes here.
Leave your clothes here, you dummy.
And then so he goes upstairs, and then that's when, while they were kissing, the book that Cap gave them, like, started, the pages started turning on its own.
Yeah.
So, and is this where the guy comes out?
Yeah, this is where eventually the guy comes out. Well, also, too, this is where the kids, there's a group of kids that are like, hey, maybe we should actually go to the house and we can see if they have candy now.
Yeah, see the superheroes.
So as that's happening, so Wanda's not paying attention to this book, but then, like, a green glop comes out and swings around, it goes out of the book, around the house, and it hits the kids as they're approaching the house.
Yeah, and, like, possesses them.
And it possesses them. And
like Halloween 3?
And they become, yes. And their head
becomes a bug in this. Yeah,
nobody's head is full of snakes.
Which is, honestly, a shame.
I do enjoy that a giant snake comes out of that kid's head. I like that that's what happens in Halloween. The consequence is that your head is full of snakes. It's a great movie, guys.
Yeah.
So Wanda's alone, and then the doorbell rings, and he gets the Jarvis grabs the door, and he's like, oh, it's three kids, teenagers, Halloween. He's like, oh my God, their eyeballs, they're glowing, and then they knock him backwards, and. Actually, one of the goblin goes, trick or treat in human scum. I think he just starts saying that. They come in and they're like, hey, surrender your bride to us.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, what?
It gets pretty hardcore right away.
It really does.
So the jack-o'-lantern starts shooting his eye beams and start coming after Vision. And Vision's using his hard diamond body.
Yeah.
To combat.
Right.
The issues he's having, the issues he's having is that he doesn't, he knows they're kids.
Right. He doesn't want to actually, like, harm their physical bodies because he knows they've been possessed.
Yeah. So he's trying real hard to not hurt somebody. And as that's happening.
Yeah. So he's, like, by the door or something. And Wanda's still in the library.
Yeah. Wanda's still in the library. And as that's happening, Wanda meets up with the horned guy from the cover of this book. And he just basically looks like. He looks like a guy with goat horns, but he's also got green eyes and like a Santa Claus beard.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like a big fancy robe.
And it's Samhain.
And that Samhain eventually come to find out that it's Samhain because he does this whole thing where he's like, well, she's like, who are you? And he's like, well, let me show you a bunch of shit.
Right.
And he starts showing, he's like, oh, here I am in the prehistoric times. And then here's me in Egypt, and then here's me in Britain.
And it's like, dude, we didn't want, I don't need your slideshow. And then here I am
in Notre Dame. She's like, oh, what the fuck already?
Right? It's like he brought a slideshow.
Here, check out this Viewmaster.
Yeah.
We're in the 80s here. We got Viewmasters. Well. He's like, I'm Samhain. Not the band. I am not Danzig and Chuck Biscuits.
Nope.
And Erie Vaughn and whoever the fuck else is in that band. I am the corporal presentation of Samhain.
It's me, woo!
And she's like, you're a druid deity, so we have no use for ancient evil. And he's like, yeah, well,
yeah. She says the 20th century has no use for ancient evil, and you're like, oh, honey, we have. I mean, we don't really because we have so much of our own.
Yeah, we're making new evil.
We got plenty of evil.
Fresh evil.
Oh, straight from the tap.
Straight, yes. Just, you could really taste the evil. So he's like, yeah, well, I was in that book. And then, you opened it up and I came out. So.
Yeah. And here I am.
Here I am.
And then he's like,
Well, he starts
There's a lot of them just talking to
a lot of them just talking, and he starts I don't know exactly what he wants with her.
Yeah, well, I think because she says it later. It's like not clear until later that what he really wants is he needs her power to help him like get out of the book.
Like permanently, because he's tethered to the book even though he's not.
And he's like, well, you know, because it's Halloween and the veil between the worlds is the thinnest, this is the best chance I have to like get her to help him, but she kind of like kicks the book into a fire.
Well, eventually she does.
But that's later.
Yeah, it's later. And then like, yeah, so anyway.
I honestly don't remember what happens here until we get to the fire.
Well, she gets, there's a bunch of like little like lizards and shit attacking her.
Okay.
Which is kind of gross.
Yeah.
And then there's this picture, this drawing of, you know, Wanda and Vision are like fighting these guys, and I always call him Alfred, Edwin or Jarvis. And just laying here against the wall, it looks like his face is falling off.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird drawing. That's when I was like, is he real? Like, the way he's drawn, I was like, oh, shit, is he a monster?
Yeah, like, it's like...
Because it literally, like, there's his head, but it looks like it's, like, somebody took a scalpel and, like, sliced the top of his forehead and, like, peeled it down.
Yeah, it don't look right.
Yeah.
Jarvis don't look right.
He doesn't. He really doesn't.
He needs a doctor. But he's like, oh man, I should probably go help.
Yeah.
And you know, so Vision is fighting these things. And like, he's having trouble, like trying to use his intangibility and stuff. Although he does successfully defeat the jack-o'-lantern by just shooting beams into his head. And somehow that
doesn't kill the kid.
That doesn't kill the kid, but it just basically reverts him back to being a kid. You know, he's like, what the hell, man? I had to hurt this kid, and I got to save my wife, and this is bullshit. Vision squares off against this goblin, and Jarvis is like, well, I'm going to use my tray to fight this ghost.
That's right. Like, yeah.
And then he just immediately the ghost is like, see ya.
Yeah.
And just passes right through him.
And Vision, like, grabs it, and then they go out of the, like, the house, basically.
Yeah, because he does the thing where he puts his hand through the goblin. But that's also because Jarvis is like, well, I'm not Captain America, but I know how to sling a shield, throw a shield.
But you don't.
But he does.
You know what happened? He got jobbed out.
He did. He sure did. Well, Jarvis actually.
Did you see what I put on that live stream today where I was like, please don't get Sean started on wrestling terms?
I wish they'd talk more about wrestling terms. I'd be able to have like, there was a We Hate Movies live stream today and we were.
And somebody said the word jabroni and Sean popped up with the answer and I was like, please don't get him started.
My answer wasn't actually nearly as good as somebody else's.
As like the other wrestling guy, but I was just like, please don't get him started. Please don't get him started, because now we're going to be saying fucking popped for this and gimmick that.
Yeah, that's right.
I live with this 24/7.
I'm always saying gimmick.
Gimmick all the fucking time. Well, and then we'll go to the store and he'll be like, I need this gimmick. And I'm like, babe, nobody understands what you're saying. Ask for what you need.
I also like using cut a promo.
Oh, yeah. And I've literally had to step in before and been like, you need to tell her what that means.
But I work for WWE. Yes, I gotta talk.
You're talking to regular ass civilians. Nobody knows what the fuck you're saying, and I have to step in and be like, he's really not crazy.
Yeah, he is. There's a lot wrong with him.
He's just steeped in wrestling terminology.
He's read too many kayfabe books.
He really has. Anyway, sorry.
So
jobbed.
So. Yeah, so thankfully, Vision, he jobs the jack-o'-lantern and the goblin.
And they turn, like, they get depossessed or whatever. They renounce their possessions.
Yeah, they renounce their wishes to be possessed. And
that's a shitty fucking wish.
Vision, I didn't realize how many he has these eye beams. Does he use that in the movies at all? He probably does, and I just don't remember.
You know what? I am at the point where I feel like I need to rewatch all of those movies because I don't remember any of them.
I remember seeing them.
No, I remember seeing them and I'll remember bits and pieces, but honestly, most of it's just such a huge blur. I don't know. So
it is. No, there's way too many. We've talked about this before, but at some point we'll have
to. Maybe we'll go with maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he uses eye beams.
So thankfully though, Vision shows up to save Wanda and, but the ghost is still around.
Yeah.
And he does, this is where he goes running
through the roof
and yeah. up into the atmosphere or whatever, or yeah, up to the sky.
And this is where
and he starts screaming. There's a lot of arg.
Yeah.
Yarg. It goes across like three pages.
He's giving you a yarg.
It goes a yarg.
And this is where Wanda's like, well, Vision's not going to come help me because he's busy with that yarg ghost. So I got to figure this out on my own. And this is where she gets the idea to like burn the book.
Yeah, he's tethered to this book, so she kicks the book into the fire,
right,
in the library, and that stops Samhain
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
Yeah,
and that also helps Vision out because that breaks the curse, and the kid that's the ghost is no longer. A ghost, he's the kid again.
Yeah, he's a kid.
So
and they all seem fine.
They all seem, yeah, they're perfectly fine. They have, apparently they have no recollection about anything that happened.
Yeah.
And they all they do is remember that they're in the House of the Superheroes and they thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about, yeah, don't worry about the kids.
Nope, they're fine.
The kids are all right. And this is actually something I don't understand here. So Vision goes back to find Wanda in the library, and he looks at Wanda. Wanda's eyes are glowing.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened, because I don't really feel that she used a shit ton of her powers, but maybe she's like, I don't know, maybe it took a lot out of her or something, or maybe that guy was like trying to like vampire her powers or some shit.
I don't know.
But we don't really know. All we know is her eyes are glowing, and then they're just like... Then we get this like, oh, a synthoid could actually cry because no one has really seen the way that he loves this woman.
And yes.
Blah, blah, blah. While they like hold each other and mm-hmm. shit.
So, yeah. And so then they, we get to, you know, we figure out what's going on.
The emotional part is over.
Yeah. We get to figure out what's going on. We figured out what's going on there. And then
somebody rings the doorbell.
Somebody rings the doorbell again. And they're like, all right, well, let's get ready for round two. Round yeah, two.
Because, God damn it, it's probably those fucking kids again.
And, yeah, this time they got a bag of poop. They just opened up, it's just a flaming bag.
Give me Snickers.
Full-size Snickers. You're Avengers. You can afford it.
Man, Cap out here. One of these days, I want to be the house that gives out full-size candy bars.
We can.
I want the 12-foot skeleton. And I want it to be the house that gives out full size.
Because that's how you know that the big stuff is there, because I got the big skeleton.
Yes.
He's like, oh, they give out the big bars.
Yeah. People are fucking legit.
They give out those giant, actually you get those giant bars. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like the ones you get at Christmas that are like the 3-pound.
Yeah, you just buy like a lot of them and these kids just come by and you're like, hey, here you go. Plop.
Little kids can't carry them. They're just like sadly dragging candy bars across the pavement.
Parents are looking at you like, what's wrong with you? Like, nobody's going to eat this.
Halloween!
Happy Halloween, plop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that would be great if we had, because like, those things are kind of expensive.
Oh, they're so expensive. Because didn't I buy you a kind of, not even the big, big one, but a sort of big Reese's peanut butter cup for one Christmas?
No, you bought me something for this Christmas. And
no, not this Christmas. It was the fucking huge ass peanut butter cup.
Okay.
And we were still in LA. Like, I think we were in, no, we might have even been in Boston still.
Okay.
Because it was like that, it was like this big. It was huge. And we had to cut it to eat it.
I vaguely remember. I think I would remember it.
Yeah, it was huge. It weighed like a pound and a half or something stupid.
Oh. Yeah, so we got to give those out to kids if we get the big skeleton.
They're expensive. I think I spent like $10 on that thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we invest hardcore. we start dropping them in bags. And then the word goes around the neighborhood. It's like, oh my God, the Merrick's, the
whatever's.
The Merrick, whatever's. that dumb couple with the giant skeletons giving out giant Reese's pieces.
That weird couple.
But sadly, it is not kids.
Nope.
But it is a dude. Robert Frank.
Sure.
AKA the Wizard.
Uh-huh.
Who comes and says that he is Wanda's father.
Which is maybe at this point correct.
I think it's sort of...
Doesn't it get retconned?
It probably does, because, I mean...
Magneto's supposed to be their dad.
Magneto's supposed to be their dad, but I think... No, hang on. I think they raised her, but he technically Wanda's their Wanda Quicksilver's father, actual father, is Magneto.
Right.
Because I don't know. It took a while for them to find out that Magneto was their dad. Yeah. Like, it's not readily like apparent.
That may have, and that's obviously been retconned at this point.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really.
At least in the movies.
Know much about it. Yeah, in the movies, like, we don't hear about Magneto at all. It's like, fuck it. But
yeah,
that's how it ends. And we will find out what goes on in the next issue of Vision and the Scarlet Witch. This was Vision and Scarlet Witch number one from November 1982. How you feel about the rest of this maxi series? Would you want to read all of it?
I probably would give the second one a try. I think this one was a little slow.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little slower than I expected, but I would probably give it a try, especially if it gets fucking weird. I'm on board for weird.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually read it, but I think it would behoove me to check it out.
Yeah.
I think, and I mean, maybe more people, I think that's, there's, if depending on how well the show does, there's going to be a lot more people very interested in that miniseries, yeah, that totally. Series, as well as a lot of stuff. Like, I know, like, some...
I'm assuming it must... Is it collected?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been collected. It's collected probably multiple times.
We're not reading this out of that.
No, actually, I should have mentioned, I'm reading this out of a book that Jen got me for Christmas. It's the Marvel First, the 1980s. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, collects a bunch of number ones and stuff that's significant for different characters and everything like that. So, you know, it's in here with like Wolverine number one, the miniseries, and Dazzler number one, and a bunch of other cool shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm reading out of that. Yeah, I think I need to get reacquainted with that, because that's going to be... people are actually kind of bracing for it, because there was somebody, maybe it was on Mercari, that I saw somebody was selling one of these issues of... I think it might even be the last issue of the maxi series where Wanda's kids are born.
Oh, okay.
And people are like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big deal because the kids are going to be a part of this series, this show somehow.
Yeah.
So you need to be ready, you know, for that. Because, you know, but then again, it's the comic book industry, so who knows?
Right.
But I guess that's it for this week's show. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere you get your podcasts, you can probably find us. We definitely would appreciate the attention. And tell your friends. That would be really dope. And also,
pay attention to me. What?
Remember me.
Kind of.
So also, too, if you check us out, you can find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. It's Angry Hero 79 on YouTube. And I've been doing more stuff on there, actually. I hadn't done stuff for like years, like literally years. And then kind of got the itch to do more stuff using that in my Twitch channel. So I've been opening up some action figures and I do that stuff also on the Facebook page. So keep an eye out for all that, because just trying to have some fun with that. Maybe get some a good buzz going. A buzz amongst the communities. Anyways, folks, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.